Although same-sex unions are available in a majority of Australian states, marriage comes under federal legislation and same-sex couples are not formally recognised as married by the federal government. The ACT is currently the only state to recognise same-sex unions after it recently passed legislation. But it's a different matter if same-sex couples choose to have a ceremony in a place of worship. Professor Gary Baumer is a professor of sociology at Monash University and he's also an Anglican priest. He's also part of a small group of Christian clergy who support same-sex marriage. The group wants to offset the notion that all religious people are against same-sex marriage.
We thought it very important to make a religious case for marriage equality and to be present in our ecclesiastical gear, collars or whatever, to make the case in Canberra and to make it personally, which was quite powerful because all they had heard was negativity coming out of the usual sources. And for us to go in and say, yes, we're Christians, yes, we're clergy, yes, we happen to be in favor of marriage equality for a variety of reasons, you could just watch the great pillar of religious opposition crack.
Professor Baumer says that he wants to make the point that while specific religions may put forward spokespeople who are against same-sex marriage, within different faiths there's a huge amount of diversity. Many clergy are torn between their own beliefs and those formally expressed by their faiths. One such man is Baptist pastor Mike Hercock. His church is in an area with a high proportion of same-sex couples and families, and he decided supporting same-sex marriage reform was the right thing to do for his congregation.
We actually recognise that individual churches and individual ministers need to be able to choose marriage equality or not, depending on what their decision was. But that didn't mean that it didn't need to change at a legislative level. And that was probably the biggest shift. The biggest shift for us was recognising, hey, whether we choose to marry people in terms of me being a minister marrying people or members in our congregation wanting to, support marriage within the church or not, did not change the fact that the neighbours across the road from me who have a young child who goes to the same preschool as mine shouldn't have the same opportunity to have their relationship recognised in an equal manner.
While some faith leaders were in Canberra to support the same-sex marriage legislation, others were there to express their opposition. Among them was a group of Abrahamic faith leaders, that is, collectively belonging to the Christian, Islamic and Jewish faiths. The group said that while it affirmed the inherent dignity of all human beings, their faith traditions also affirmed a traditional concept of marriage between a man and a woman as being for the good of the individual, the family and society. That's a view shared by the Managing Director of the Australian Christian Lobby, Lyle Shelton. He says, despite the views of individual Christians, every Christian denomination sees marriage as an act that should only occur between a man and a woman.
Look, I don't think religious views are mixed at all. Every Christian denomination in Australia has it as its teaching that marriage is between a man and a woman, so there's no departure there. There might be some individuals, as there are in any organisation, who mightn't agree with the teaching of the organisation, but in terms of every Christian denomination in Australia, there's absolute agreement that marriage is between a man and a woman, as the Christian church has taught for two millennia, and of course the Jewish religion, Christianity evolved from, for thousands of years before that. And of course, not just Christian cultures, but all cultures have believed that marriage is a man and a woman since time immemorial. So really what we're doing in this day and age is really a very big social experiment.
Christians are not the only religious group divided on the issue. Jacqueline Nino is a rabbi at the Emmanuel Synagogue in Sydney. Her synagogue follows a non-orthodox stream of Judaism and accepts same-sex marriage, and she herself conducts marriage ceremonies for same-sex Jewish couples.
Human beings, we are taught in the Torah, we're created in the image of God, and I believe that part of our creation and part of who we are is our sexuality. And I believe that that's something that also reflects and mirrors the divine in each of us. And then we're taught a little bit later on in Genesis that human beings are not supposed to be alone. We're meant to be in relationship and we're meant to be in partnership with other human beings. And I think it would be, in my mind, a very cruel God that would create somebody same-sex attracted and then deny them the fulfillment of being in relationship and forming those bonds and connections with another human being. And so I believe that there is sanctity and holiness in the relationship between couples, whether they're of the same gender or whether they're of different gender. I don't think it makes any difference.
Kezar Trad is a spokesman for the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils. He says the Federation doesn't support same-sex marriage and isn't likely to in the near future.
We believe in sexual interactions between people to be between males and females, not between people of the same gender. And our position on this will always be to support people of the opposite gender to have these types of relations and to, I suppose, provide religious counselling to those who have a different opinion if they choose to listen to their advice.
But like the other faith groups, the Muslim world also has a variety of voices on the issue. In August, SBS Television's Insight program heard from an American-based imam who conducts same-sex marriage ceremonies. Imam Dayi Abdullah says the Quran is open to interpretation on the issue.
I do same-sex marriages and have been doing so for the last 13 years. I'm not the only imam that does so. I find that the process has been one of dealing with the interpretation. And it's always about interpretation and the subjective reasoning that goes behind it. The Quran itself does not state that definitively it must be female or must be male, but that the person should seek someone who is single, because there's a prohibition against having sexual relationships with someone who's already committed in a marriage.
The Australian Human Rights Commission says there are a range of exemptions in place addressing sexual orientation and sex and or gender identity discrimination. Religious organisations can use these exemptions as grounds to refuse to conduct same-sex ceremonies. And attempts to allow same-sex marriage under the Federal Marriage Act have been rejected in the Federal Parliament. But moves to allow same-sex marriages are intensifying at a state and territory level. Although the ACT's same-sex marriage law still faces a possible high court challenge launched by the federal government, New South Wales, Tasmania and South Australia have begun similar moves.